Well, some of you have probably noticed the obituary section expanding in your local paper, even if the paper itself has been shrinking. The Boston Globe had a record 21 pages of death notices last Sunday. Well, newsrooms across the country are enlisting sports and hard news reporters to now write about the many lives lost. Chrissy Katowski covered child welfare and social justice and criminal justice for the Chicago Tribune. She now heads up the Trib's obituary team, a tender job. Chrissy, your thoughts on doing this?
I really think it's an honor. At first, there was just a few of us on the team, and now it's pretty much all corners of the newsroom are writing what we described as life stories of many of our COVID-19 victims. And I just feel it's an honor to be able to tell their stories, comfort their families, and help inform the public of the, you know, the human toll of this pandemic.
Tell us about some of the stories that have touched you.
The stories about the healthcare workers, the nurses and doctors who die of COVID-19 are incredibly difficult. And the firefighters and police officers are frontline heroes. For me, I did a piece on families struck more than once by this. Can you imagine? Mm. The elderly couple married for 60 years who died within hours of each other and on the same floor of a hospital bed. The husband who gave up the ventilator so someone younger could have it. After learning his wife had died, those stories strike me, and the common man too. The children of depression that we're writing about, all of them, you know, are so meaningful and are just an incredibly moving storytelling.
So everything you just said pierced, but the man who gave up his ventilator.
Yeah, this was a couple who they were both in the early 80s, and a friend described them as a real life Ozzie and Harriet. One was rarely without the other, and they were stricken down by COVID-19 and died within hours of each other. So that was one of at least 12 families that we found that had more than one death. Just heartbreaking.
Oh, it is. I'm looking at that article in particular, and some of your lines jumped out at me. The coronavirus can rewrite a family's history without warning. You know, the sense of shock, you know, the two Greek-American brothers watching the caskets of both their father and mother be lowered into the ground. It's stunning. And we're reminded this is not a death notice. These are crafted pieces. It's more along the lines of the Portraits of Grief. Janie Scott, the New York Times reporter, came up with that great idea after 9/11 to really tell a story of everyone who died when the towers fell in New York.
It's interesting that you brought up that example too, Robin, because that is kind of, you know, we thought of 9/11 when we came up with this idea. We have different teams focusing on different things throughout the newsroom, and we're lucky to have enough staff to do that, like healthcare and, you know, PPEs and statistics. But for the OBIT team, we wanted to tell the life stories much like we did with 9/11. And for me, I'm well equipped for it. Ask me in a couple weeks if I'm still doing so well with it. But if I may, just on a personal note, I lost my father in August of 2018 to cancer, very different situation. But I can't help but draw a bit, you know, from personal feelings about that. And he was a man who didn't finish high school or make a lot of money in life, but he read his daily newspaper every day, and he knew everything going on in his community and the country. And I was always inspired by the fact that whether you're Donald Trump or my father, you can have the same access to education. I feel the same way about these obits, whether you're, you know, a rich doctor from Winnetka or a impoverished man living in the south side of Chicago, you are getting equal play on the storied pages of the Chicago Tribune. And I'm deeply proud of that.
Mm. You know, why do you think that kind of detail is important for your readers?
It's so we don't want these lives to be a data point or a statistic. We want to drive home to the public their deep importance in this world. And I say, what do you think your father or wife or brother valued most in life? And the answer has been the same for every single one, and it's family. Mm. And that's what these stories are about, reminding us of family and what we mean to each other.
That's Chicago Tribune reporter, now head of that paper's obituary team, as I try to wrestle with all the different lives lost to COVID-19 and making sure, Christy, as what is the line from Death of a Salesman, you know, attention must be paid.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, they're lucky to have you. Thanks so much.
Robin, thank you.